This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on GCN. Jason is engineering the broadcast. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. I've been waiting to do this broadcast for quite a while, and I'm really delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend Lee Wickenhauser. Lee Wickenhauser is the Senior Manager of Sales and Advertising at Genesis Communications. He is the man who was instrumental in bringing USA Prepares to Genesis Communications Network. Welcome, Lee Wickenhauser.
How are you doing this morning, Vinny?
I'm doing really well. I'm so glad to be doing this because you and I have a passion in common. Both of us love tinkering with cars, fixing cars, improving cars,
and definitely
repairing cars. And it's something that we just love doing. And it's not a job. It's a passion. It's something it's a hobby as well. And so we're going to talk about buying used cars today. What do you need to know from our perspective? Things that Lee Wickenhauser does when he buys used cars and things that I do when I buy used cars. What to look for, what to be concerned about, what not to do, what to do. Lee, first of all, let's start with this question. Why should someone consider buying a used car versus a new one?
Well, sometimes, you know, a person always has to consider their budget or, you know, what their needs are. Things I take into consideration. I myself have owned, you know, well into the over 200 different cars in my life, and I'm middle-aged, so it's quite a substantial number. But I don't believe in paying, the price of a brand new car, and the minute you drive it off the lot, you are instantly in the negative. I don't like that fact. I don't like the way depreciation is so rapid. They shouldn't be. But for the used car market, it's a really good thing because the depreciation will help you save money in the end as long as the vehicle's been well taken care of and, free of problems.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And to me, in addition, new cars are way too complicated for me, way too complicated, to the point where many of them are just not repairable or maintainable by the owner. They are tied to a leash, with a leash to the dealership, because the dealership has that $30,000 computer that only the dealers seem to be able to have. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Here's a prime example. I ran into this scenario. An 06 Buick LaCrosse, great car. You know, they have their issues like every other vehicle, but when I purchased the car, it did not come with a key fob. So I did notice that through the options list or the RPO codes, I found out that it in fact had the ability to have a key fob for remote door locks and a factory remote starter. And so I ordered some off from a local parts dealer and got them in, and then I started looking into programming them. I would have had to have taken it to a dealership to have it programmed. I called my local GM dealer. They wanted $169 for 15 minutes worth of work to use their computer. So here's another little tidbit for that, is there are other companies out there that can program them for the vehicle outside of a dealership. Searching them out and finding them can be a little bit tiresome sometimes, but a very good friend of mine, Cody, is a manager over at a local Batteries Plus, so I gave him a call. I know he deals with aftermarket key fobs. And he said, absolutely, I can program it. It would cost you $25. So there are other alternatives out there other than doing that, but these auto manufacturers are making it so you have to go into a dealership to have service done, which, you know, for the small mom-and-pop shops out there that have been in auto repair for decades, they're starting to close down because they can't afford these computers and the scanners and the programs, things of that nature. It's just getting to be a really tough world out there.
Well, I can put an exclamation point on what you said by $1. And here it is. So you said a 06 Buick LaCrosse key fob, $169 to program it at the dealer. We bought a Ford Escape, our son did, and he's going to fix it up and resell it. And it came with one key, okay? And the auto theft system triggered. So you can't repair that. You need, we had to get a new computer for it. Take the computer aside. I think the dealer wanted about $1,600, $1,500 for the computer. We found one that used for, let's say, $140, thereabouts. And we had to get two keys. Got two blank keys. And the dealer wanted $170, $1 different from what your Buick dealer wanted to program the key. Ford wanted $170 to program it. And we ended up programming it ourselves because we read and figured out how to do it. It's not all that easy, and it's tricky, it's cumbersome, and it's not necessary to have to do this in order to start your car. Well, I mean, it is necessary, but it doesn't have to be like this. We have created technology that's really difficult to live with, like losing your key fob. That's a big problem.
It is, and, you know, as auto manufacturers try to scramble to cut costs and raise prices on cars, things like there used to be two door lock keys, or two door locks on every car, now there's just one. There used to be a way to open your trunk with a key if, you know, you ever lost power to the vehicle, or just in an emergency situation, or you couldn't open the driver's door. Let's say somebody parked you in on both sides. How are you supposed to get into the car? So now it creates other issues. You know, they have all these fantastic things nowadays, you know, Bluetooth radios, satellite radio, they have, you know, heated seats, heated steering wheels, but these are comfort items. You know, auto manufacturers need to go back to what are the things that people actually need in a day-to-day environment. My wife has a 2005 Ford Excursion, and the driver's door lock froze, and the rear hatch lock, which fortunately still has a key, was very corroded, so that wouldn't work, and the batteries had died in the truck overnight, and the truck was locked. So fortunately, I have a lockout kit in my shop, and I was able to unlock it, but what if she would have been at the store or broken down on the side of the road, and it's minus 50 degrees outside, and she has, you know, two small children with her? What do you do then? You break a window? You know, what if you don't have something to break a window to gain entry? There's these things that manufacturers are doing that just don't make sense anymore. I don't feel they really have the true human interests of people anymore.
You're right. We bought a Trailblazer, Chevrolet Trailblazer. I think it's an 05, if I'm not mistaken. And our son and I were outside, and we were going to move the vehicles around in our yard so we could position and get ready to work on this particular vehicle. He closed the doors, and he heard, you know, clicks. What was that? It locked itself, and we did not have a key fob at that time, so I called the dealer. The dealer said, bring it in. I said, I don't think you understand. I can't bring it in. It's all locked. And he said, well, call the police. So what? Call the police? Why would I call the police? Why would I call a guy to, you know, come over here with a gun because I can't get in my car? And he said, well, sometimes they, you know, they have a jimmy. And I said, we can do that. And so I called OnStar. OnStar asked if there was a pet or a person locked in the vehicle. I said, no, that was the wrong thing to say. I should have lied and said yes, because then it would have unlocked the vehicle for me. They told me they couldn't help me, but they connect me to a towing service. I mean, so this, these automatic systems are problematic, and they cause problems for the owners. And if you can avoid that stuff, you really should. And just because you have a key fob doesn't mean you can get in your car, because they require batteries. And if you don't have the battery with enough life left in it, you're still not going to get in your car.
Oh, exactly. And what ends up happening, too, is like the police department nowadays in my area. I'm in Minnesota. And they don't do it for free anymore. It used to be a service. Now, you know, that's not even the case anymore. Nowadays, you have to, you know, either call, have AAA or call a local towing company, and on average, it's about $75 for somebody to get into your car for you. And that's just the beginning of it. You know, these automatic door lock systems, they're fine, you know, but, you know, what's nice is, you know, some of the Fords and some of the Chevys, Chryslers and stuff, there's menus you can go into through your private personal settings to turn off certain things. But some of the things that I feel should be optional aren't. Prime example, tire pressure monitor systems. It's a federal law. If you have it on your vehicle, the dealer cannot shut that off. So if you don't want to have to pay every so many years to have new monitors put in or sensors put in your tires, you'll have a dinging and a beeping light and, you know, all this other stuff, these lights on in your dash, which to me are annoying. I don't like that. I like to know what's going on in my vehicle, but you can't turn them off. Otherwise, you have to live with this dinging or a light, and I don't think that's fair. That should be something that's optional. People have become, you know, I hate to say this, it's not a generalized comment, but yet it still kind of is. People have gotten dumbed down when it comes to their cars. You have things that will tell you when the computer thinks your oil should be changed, or when your tires are low, or when your oil levels are low. These are things that the owner of the vehicle or the driver of the vehicle should be responsible for checking. Even today, I mean, I'm not a big tech person, but I have an app on my phone that tells me when I should check my vehicle's oil. You can set parameters, so if you know your vehicle uses oil, it goes through about a quart every 2,500 miles, let's say, that you can enter that into this app. And it works really well, because then I know, okay, I'm at, you know, 2,000 miles, I should check it, make sure, and, you know, add if needed. But people rely so much on this stuff. I work on a lot of GM vehicles, as well as other makes and models. The LS series engine is great, and we'll talk more about that once we come back from break.
Yeah, Lee Wickenhauser's with us, and we're talking about used cars. And what to look for, what to think about, what to consider, and how to buy one. We're going to get into details when we come back, right after these few short commercial announcements.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lee Wickenhauser is with us, and we're talking about how to buy a used car. Lee, you mentioned the TPS system, the tire pressure sensing system, on the wheels that communicates with the vehicle. And these are little boxes that are inside the wheel. They're attached to the tire valve stem. They're little boxes that communicate, measure the pressure inside the tire and wheel assembly, and communicate that to the computer in the vehicle. And these little boxes can be destroyed so easily when someone changes the tire.
Oh,
when you buy new tires.
Absolutely. You know, some of them use a rubber valve stem to, you know, to fasten to the sensor. Some use an aluminum one. They both have their good points and their bad points. The downside is the aluminums. I live in the salt belt of the United States. Minnesota uses all kinds of different anti-icing agents. The way the valve stems are installed on the vehicle or in the placement of the wheel, it's a natural attractant for corrosion to have, or salt to get in there and start corrosion. So what will happen is, and I've ran into this, Chrysler's, Mazda's, they use a aluminum valve stem, and they corrode and break off very easily. And then now you're looking at anywhere from a $35 sensor up to over into the $100 sensors per wheel. So you're forced to buy them, which I don't agree with. I think it's something that should be an option whether you want it turned on or off. The federal government thinks that we are not intelligent enough to check our own air pressure, when sometimes it's just a lack of education. It's not that we're unintelligent people. It's just a lack of education. Not everybody goes through this or knows what to look for.
Yeah, and it's as simple as this, class. Before I get in my vehicle, wherever I am, whether I'm leaving the farm, whether I've parked in a parking spot at the factory outlet, no matter where I am, I walk around the vehicle. Why? Because I want to see if I picked up a nail or a screw, or I've damaged the tire, or it started to leak, or whether there's an animal or a person behind me. I want to see. So I walk around the vehicle, I look at the tires, and if there's a flat, I'm not moving, I'm going to fix it right there. Because moving makes it worse.
Yes.
So, and I park in a place where if I do have a problem, I can work on it. Because I expect things to go wrong. That's just the way I live. Lee, when we buy a car, you and I, let's talk about what we do. Let's start the process. So we're thinking about buying a car. What's next?
Well, one of the first things I do, let's start from the beginning. I scout a car. Let's say I find a 99 Dodge Ram one-ton pickup, you know, 3500 series with a Cummins 5.9 and a manual 5-speed. First thing I do is I Google 99 Dodge Ram 3500 issues and see what pops up. So you right away you're populating an idea in your head going, okay, this is... You know, what are the issues this vehicle could potentially have without even going to look at it? So now, you know, let's just say for 99, they have what they call a VP44 injection pump. Very expensive piece on the engine, necessary. The vehicle will not run without it. So they had an issue. So, you know, you find certain websites that'll go into explanation of what to look for. You know, what should the fuel pressure be going into the injection pump? So, you know, if it's been starved for fuel or, you know, it has been overheated. And also having a little palm-held scanner is a very important piece to have. You can buy them cheap, you know, just to even see if there's any codes in there, so that way when you do go and look at it, and if you have access to a smartphone or internet at the time, you can Google these things, what these codes actually mean. But after you know, I've scouted the vehicle and kind of looked into what some of the typical problems might be, I'll look into, like, Google. I'll look and see where the address is to see if it's, you know, a neighborhood I'd be comfortable with, or just even geographical location, so I know, okay, this guy lived on a gravel road. I can expect a dirty interior, so it might need a cabin air filter, or, you know, check and make sure the air filter is not plugged with dirt and debris, just because of where the car is. So, I mean, that kind of gives you an idea looking at a person's property. I mean, it's snooping around, but it's good detective work. You can see, let's say they have 40 cars sitting in their backyard. Then you at least know that they either A, are a car person, or they just don't take care of things.
Very good points. Very good points. And we do the same thing, class. And by the way, Lee and I have independently figured these things out. We've come to the same conclusions independently. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. And we'll ask Lee what scanner he recommends, and I'll tell you which scanner we have.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump has been expressing some new optimism that a conference committee of lawmakers might be able to strike a deal to prevent a government shutdown from happening a week from today. One of the members of that committee is Republican Congressman from Tennessee, Chuck Fleischman.
There is no appetite on either side of the aisle, and I think in either chamber, for another partial government shutdown.
Okay.
So our situation is going to be we want to keep the border safe. We want to build the wall, and we want to keep the government open.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Still, Democrats on the committee say they're not going to allow any wall funding to be part of the final product. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker about to go before a House committee that wants to ask him if he's ever shared any briefings he had on the special counsel's Russia probe with anyone at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow, this hour is going fast, class. So when I go to look at a vehicle, or if I'm traveling, I bring an inexpensive scanner with me that gives me a rough idea of what might be happening if my car or truck isn't running right. The one I bought for this inexpensive purpose was, I'll spell the name, it's red and black, and it has a screen. It's K-O-N-N-W-E-I. Conwy, and the model number is KW808. I looked it up on eBay. It's available for the mid-$30 range, and I paid $38. It was more expensive when I bought it, but not by much. It seems to work fine, and it's quick. Lee Wickenhauser, what is the scanner that you use for an inexpensive scanner that we were talking about?
I've got a couple of different ones that I bring. One that I favor the most is the Autel. It's AUTEL, and the model is Autolink AL319. It's a good little palm-held scanner. It can tell you if there's codes, if there's any history codes in there. And sometimes it'll also give you vehicle parameters, too, depending on the vehicle. It's worked on pretty much everything that I've owned or went to look at, except with the exception of Volvo and Mercedes was kind of tricky. But at least it would tell me if there was codes in there, and I could clear codes to see if, you know, a symptom would come back. I think it's very instrumental to have one of these. I know, Vince, you and I were talking off air about bringing it when we travel. I absolutely do. And it's, I think it's an important thing. I've been in areas where I've in situations where I've needed to have a scanner, where I've had a breakdown on the road, and you know, in the travel.
Interesting note, class. I just looked up the Autel AUTEL AL319, and it's the same price point. It's red and black, and has a screen. Interesting. And it's portable. It's what a great way to go. So you might want to consider doing that class just to have it should you be traveling or should you want to know why your car that you already own is acting up. It'll give you some indications. Sometimes it points you in misleading directions, but it's better than not having one. Lee Wickenhauser, so when you are preparing to buy the car, you start the process by investigating that particular model. Let's talk about the conversation, the telephone call. Or where do you find these vehicles, first of all?
You know, I use all kinds of different resources. I have friends that keep an eye out, or, you know, I do, you know, some maintenance to a friend's car, and I always tell them, go, you know, if you want, let me know if you're ever selling the car or, you know, you're thinking about trading it in, let me know. Other than that, I'm finding on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, different resources, you know, internet sites where, you know, people are posting cars for sale. So generally what I'll do is I'll make, you know, if it's online something, I'll make contact, you know, see if they still have the vehicle. Just kind of vet them a little bit. Be like, you know, is there any recent problems, any recent major repairs? Because that way you kind of have it in writing, something you can go back to look at later on and not have to just try and go from memory in a conversation. Generally after that is I'll have a phone conversation and we'll go a little bit more in depth of, okay, if they say, you know, the newer tires, okay, what does newer tires mean? That's a vague statement. You know, it could have been newer tires 10 years ago and they're dry rotten and not holding air anymore. So, you know, kind of feel them out. Okay, you know, what kind of oil did you use? Did you take it to, you know, Valvoline instant oil change every month? Because then they'd have records. You know, just kind of asking questions. Or, I'm sorry, buying questions, making sure that, you know, they know what they're talking about. But you may get that one person go, you know what, my dad took care of the car, or it was my mother-in-law's car, she passed, I don't know, she drove it. So then you kind of get a feel of, okay, now I've got a price point in mind. Let's say car A is, they're asking $5,000, and they have no vehicle maintenance records. They say newer tires, but they were bought 5 years ago. Okay, now that car might be, to me, you know, worth $3,500 and not $5,000 because of, okay, I don't know what I'm getting into. It's going to need tires, which are expensive. You know, so it kind of gives you some things to consider. And then that way you know where you kind of need to be at financially to buy the car or at least be able to, you know, talk offers over the phone with them intelligently.
Mm-hmm. How about the question, do you own the car? Do you have the title? Is there a lien?
That's one of the first questions I ask, and I'm glad you brought that up. Asking, okay, first thing I ask, is there? Do you have the title? Do you have a clear title or a lien release card for the car? There have been multiple times people have told me that. I get there, and they don't have the title. Then they'd say, oh, I got it from my brother or somebody, and they lost the title. Well, instantly then there, I walk away from it because you do not know from a legal standpoint, if the car's stolen or if it there's a lien against it, and then you're responsible for paying off the loan before you can get a clear title on it. If somebody says they have it and they have, you know, a smartphone or, you know, Facebook Messenger or something, I have them send me a picture of the title. So I'm not wasting my time to go look at a vehicle that they don't know where the title is, or there's a lien on it and they don't have the lien release card. That way you know before getting into, you know, deeper into the situation.
Do you rely on Carfax at all?
Not at all.
You know, that's something that we used to do. We used to pay the $29.95 or whatever it happened to be at the time. We don't do that at all. We actually go and look at the vehicle and we make our own determination. Okay, so are we at the point where we're showing up at the seller's location?
Yep.
Okay, now what?
Let's say we make an arrangement. We meet. Typically, I'll either if I'm buying a car, I like to meet at their place. So that way I have a record of, you know, where they live. And I get an idea of, I get a little bit more secure feeling that, okay, this is a person's home they're inviting me over to, not just some random dark alley. First thing I do is I put my hand on the hood of the vehicle, see if the hood's warm. Okay, so the reason why I do that is it raises some questions to me. Okay, if the hood's warm, why is it warm? Did they run the car and let it warm up because it has a hard start issue? Did they just get home from work? Did they tell me that the car has been sitting for a long time? Why was it sitting? You know, just it kind of gives you some extra questions to ask to vet them a little bit farther. There are certain times where, you know, I like that they have the car warm. If it's extremely cold out, it's nice to have that, but yet I still prefer, you know, when you go to test drive, it's nice to get into a nice warm car and not sit there and freeze. But I still would rather have them not start it, because then you can get a feel for yourself how this car is going to start in cold weather, hot weather. And from there, I do my visual walk around. I have them start the vehicle. I listen for engine noises, whether there's excessive lifter noise or a lower end knock or just an exhaust leak. You know, just listen to it. And it kind of gives you an idea if you're hearing, you know, an initial cold startup, it's a little rattly, but then after about 2 seconds it goes away. That doesn't concern me as much, but still does raise some concerns. After that, I let it run for, you know, as it's running, I'll check the oil, you know, see if it smells like gas or if there's a milky haze on it. Things that would indicate, you know, a blown head gasket or a cracked head, or, you know, bad intake gasket. So there I'm kind of looking at, because now the oil's not all mixed up in the engine when it, like, as much as it would be when it's, you know, been warmed up for a half an hour. Then from there, you know, it gives me some other stuff to check. You're able to check the coolant levels when it's cold. I don't like going into it, you know, going there and then the engine's at full operating temperature. It kind of raises a couple concerns for me. But you never know. The person may have been driving it to work that day and just, you know, they just got home.
Okay, so let me make a sound for the class to hear. And you talked about a tap or a knock. So if the engine's idling and you hear that sound, what does that mean to you, Lee Wickenhauser?
It could be a collapsed lifter. It really depends on what the vehicle is. Sometimes I've had vehicles where they've had really noisy injectors. So you hear that just kind of really tinny tick, 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 tick. And then sometimes it could mean that a lifter's collapsing, or you have excessive wear on a rocker arm, or you could have a bad camshaft. It kind of depends on the scenario, whether the engine's hot, cold, at what RPM does it go away at 1,500 RPMs, it only does it at an idle. Prime example, I currently drive a 2005 Nissan Altima with a 3.5-liter V6. It's been cold up here. You know, when I first start it, I can hear a little tick, 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 and then it goes away about 2 seconds later. That just means that the high oil hydraulic system has it drained down overnight, and it just takes a few seconds for that oil pump to create pressure back in that hydraulic system again. So then it goes away. You're still getting proper lubrication. If you're hearing that, you know, you don't hear it when you first start it, and it gets more and more apparent. A, it could be low on oil. B, the oil could be just really dirty, or there's excessive wear in the engine that wouldn't be there because as metals get hotter, they expand, so your tolerances become tighter. So, you know, it's just kind of things to look for when you hear those noises.
Okay, so it could be, and I totally agree with what you said, it could be a fuel injector problem, which is not a big deal. You know, you could solve that for between, let's say, $25 and $100. If you do it yourself, it could be a sticky lifter, which maybe you can clean out with, some Marvel Mystery Oil. Or it could be a worn cam lobe if it's an older V8 engine, right? Which is that's a bigger problem, way bigger.
It is, and even in the newer vehicles, GM has had issues for years with the LS series engines where the cams, the roller lifters, the wheels will seize and just grind the cam lobe completely off. They've had issues with that. And some of the newer ones, like the 2000 and newer, some of them have the cylinder shut down for gas mileage reasons. Some of those are notorious for it because it's an actual hydraulic system that turns them on and off that's activated by a solenoid. So if that solenoid fails, and then all of a sudden now you're not getting proper oil pressure to those lifters, what's going to happen? They're not going to function properly, and it's going to prematurely wear them out. And it's a very expensive fix. You take it to a dealership, it can be $3,000 or more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, and we have a friend who shows up here every once in a while, and she drives a Jeep on a mail route. And she came one day, and we heard that tapping. And our son happened to greet her first, and he said, you've got a lifter problem. And I came around the corner, and I said, from 20 feet or 50 feet away, I said, you've got a lifter problem. She said, I know, I just heard. And she had been to the dealer many times to get it fixed. And we said, here's what you say. You tell them you want it replaced, and it's a cam problem with a lifter. And she got it fixed, but they didn't want to do it until she confronted them. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lee Wickenhauser is with us, and we're talking about buying a used car. Lee, I have a rule here at the house. Vehicles for us have to be white. And it's not because of any issue other than the weather. And from my perspective, if a car is dark in color, black or dark red or dark green or dark brown, what happens is when they sit in the sun, that sun heats up the roof, heats up everything, and the headliners tend to come down faster. The interior gets beat up more. And in the summer, when you get in the car, if you've got the windows up, it's way hotter. And it's harder for the air conditioning to cool it down. And I think that dark-colored vehicles kind of blend in with the road, whereas a white vehicle is easier to see for other people, and maybe they're less likely to crash into you. So those are the reasons for a white car. Does color make a preference, or does color preference enter into your equation when you buy a car for you and for others?
For others, it generally doesn't. I know some people that prefer black cars, white cars, gray, silver. Personally, I agree with you. I like white. I live on a gravel road, and I feel that the white stays cleaner longer. I try and stay with lighter colors. For a while, I had a couple of cars that were just kind of old beaters. You know, I used to run into town or drive out on the farm. That were kind of a sandy dust colored or a gold, real light gold color. I never washed them because you couldn't tell when it was dirty. That aspect. Some people, my soon-to-be wife, for example, she hates red cars. She refuses to own a red car. Why, I don't know. It's just her preference. To me, color doesn't matter so much unless I get into a collector status. If it's just something that I drive, I would prefer a lighter colored car, but, you know, if the price is right, I don't care what color it is.
And you live in a kind of a colder area than we do here, so maybe the light colored car is not quite as important in the summer. But here, it's unbearable, literally unbearable to get in. If you have a black car with a black interior, it's pretty hot inside in the sun. Okay, so what else? You've opened the hood. You're at the seller's site. What else do you do? You feel the hood for to see if it's warm. You listen to sounds. You've checked the oil to see if it smells like gas. Now, that happens. Class, this is really important. Gasoline should not be in your engine oil. No. If your engine is running properly. What does that mean to you, Lee Wickenhauser? Gas smell in the engine oil.
It can be a couple of different things. A, it could be a faulty catalytic emission system. Fuel pressure regulator could be bad. Fuel injector could be sticking or cracked, a cracked nozzle. It can also mean if it's carbureted, it could be, you know, the jets or the floats are stuck and it's dumping more gas and it's running too rich. Also could be, you know, an oxygen sensor could be functioning improperly and your vehicle may not be coming out of what's called closed loop, which is a warm-up cycle. So it introduces more gas into the engine to create more heat faster, so your car warms up and gets up to an operating temp faster. Then it will go into open loop after that. So, you know, there's things that you can kind of tell by doing that, by smelling it. If you let your car idle a lot, sometimes you'll get a little tiny bit more of a smell to it. But if it's a real strong, gassy smell, it raises some concern. And then at that point, if I do see that, I walk away from the vehicle. I just, you know, it could be the main bearings could be ready to go out or the oil pump just due to somebody driving it for that. Because what gas will do is it actually washes away the lubrication properties out of the oil and from the bearings. So now you're talking about metal-to-metal contact, which is very, very bad.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, I've got some questions, Lee. One is, do you go alone? And we'll talk about this on the other side of the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Do you go alone or do you go with someone else? Do you ask the question, why are you selling the car? Is there a best time or best season or best month to buy a car? And then do you have someone follow you when you test drive the car? And do you look at the exhaust and do you look for sounds coming out of the exhaust and the rhythmic sound of the exhaust? And collector's cars. What are your thoughts on collector's cars? Can we talk about that when we come back?
Sure.
Okay. Lee Wickenhauser is with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.